code enforcement, community development, economic development. We just haven't received our boom yet.
That's Leroy Hutchins. He's with the South Cobb Alliance, the group behind the push to form the new city. He says other parts of the county, like East Cobb, have taken off with developments like SunTrust Park and the Battery, but they've been left behind. The boundaries for the proposed city in South Cobb would include Mableton, unincorporated Austell, and the Six Flags Corridor. The amusement park would be a large economic contributor to the proposed city's tax base. But being responsible for the Six Flags Corridor concerns Bridget Reynolds, who lives in the Mableton community. Why? Crime.
If we gather that area, will we lose the resources we gain from Six Flags by having to now, as a city, police the area?
Any move to form a new city requires approval by the state legislature. Erica Thomas, state representative for South Cobb, says there is a bit of fatigue at the Capitol with new cityhood movements, but
I had to really look at my district and think about, wait a minute, I hate all these new cities coming, but would that benefit my people? Is this what they want?
And before that, a feasibility study is needed. Hutchins says that'll cost about $27,000. It must be done before the end of this year's legislative session if residents want the chance to vote in 2020. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.